Welcome to Cinema Vino. This is a Zoom
quarantine edition.
Yes, COVID-19 coming at you live. We're all in our respective domiciles, and so yeah, we're gonna do this via long distance. This is a long distance relationship with the three of us. It's been difficult.
Yeah, and my official handle during this episode is COVID Night Queen.
Six nine, six nine.
Yeah.
I think we are all drinking different drinks here. Travis drinking
wine. I think we are.
Todd's whiskey and I'm beer. Interesting.
Yeah. I think we're growing apart.
Yeah, well, oh God, that's not gonna work.
Travis.
Bottle box rosé?
Lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got the
Larceny.
Larceny bourbon.
Oh, I'm drinking a.
You look my background.
Fantastic haze with a tiger.
So. Ooh.
Travis is gone.
It's not gonna work at all.
Player three has left the game. So yeah. Yeah, we tried to do video last time, and going through the thing, the little pop screens kept our faces out of view, so you couldn't really see any of us from any angle. So,
we tried to do it again. What?
No, the first time we tried to do it, like the first big like video night, it didn't work out. We had some production problems.
Was I there?
You were there. Yeah,
I don't remember.
Okay. You were there in spirit.
Oh, the first night we did it. Oh, it didn't work out. Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's okay though. This will definitely work. We're going live. Yeah. We'll do it live.
Do it live.
That's pretty stylish. I like that.
This is one of Bailey's friends is making these, and I'm okay with it.
I feel very. Yeah.
Proactive? I don't know. Shit. Anyway.
Yeah. And if you guys write in, she can make some for you, too. Just send them to clownpenis.fart.aol.
.au. So what have you guys been watching? We'll start with Tay. What's been floating your boat?
As my backdrop has said, the only thing that has
as our
country, yeah the only thing that has brought this country together is Joe Exotic. That is it. And so I've told the story a few times.
Yes.
This is before everything exploded to where we are now. I mean, well, especially like middle America, other big cities, yes. But I remember getting a text from one of my good friends that said, I don't know what you're doing right now, but you need to watch Joe Exotic. And all I sent back was, we're on episode 3. And it was like we are deep into it. And this has been Travis and I broke some rules and we hung out earlier this week. I've been watching Altered Carbon. I've watched some more Dark. I've watched some more episodes. But the only thing that I have binge watched is Tiger King. And that is the only thing that has gotten me through this quarantine. The only
thing. Yeah. Tiger King for the quarantine. Perfect. We watched all 7 episodes. We made the mistake of watching the 7th episode first accidentally, and so it kind of rocked our world. We were very confused.
Oh yeah.
And so we had to go back and start all over again and watch it all the way back through. So
I often like to pretend that I'm like Sammy Jenkins from Memento, and I watch the last episode first and then I go backwards and just like slowly like get the fuller picture.
Yeah, I was, especially with that story, I was so confused. Just watching that last episode, it's like I have no idea what's going on. I'm in the deep end of the pool and I'm drowning.
Yeah. But what a way to go. It's just everything, like I've said this. So, you know, here we are, middle Oklahoma. This is where we're from. I am actually actually okay with people from around the entire country, let alone maybe the entire, you know, from the United States to the entire, you know, earth, people seeing like, is this what happens in Oklahoma? And my answer is yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It is like,
that's affirmative.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm actually just more impressed. And we're going to go back to the whole, you know, what we talk about. But it's like, I tell you what, probably one of the best documentaries done I've ever seen. I have seen McMillions, which I've heard is really good. But goddamn, the Tiger King makes you have feelings. It makes you like feel for certain people. It was like, goddamn great, you know, besides the craziness, what a well done film. And even like as a director, like that motherfucker, he or she knew what they were doing. It's like, we are gonna make you love or hate each one of these characters. And it was like, so God damn it. It was like, I think that's why I'm more impressed with it. It's like, man, they sucked you in immediately. They sucked. Yeah. So yeah, I love it. I love it. That's the only thing I've been binge watching, sadly. So
yeah. It was quite good. I was amazed.
Oh, yeah.
It was trashy. It was brilliant. It was, like you say, it had great drama. I mean, it was strangely moving for something that was that, like, culturally decrepit, for something that was that, like, trashy. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So
it was everything. Hey, guys, hold on 1 second. I gotta tell my girlfriend where my popcorn is. It's the next drawer up.
In case you're wondering where Taylor's popcorn is.
Yeah. Microwave in the garage. 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. What was I going to say? So, Trav, got you.
All right. So, I was putting mine on mute because I think that was helping Taylor's audio to not pick up so much shit in the background. But
should I do that too?
I'll do that too. Yeah, so I have not seen Tiger King yet. I've seen all of the memes on Facebook, and everybody fucking hates Carol. But, like, honestly, I keep seeing it. I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it eventually. But, like, I, you know, I'm guessing there's going to be animal cruelty and unprotected meth head sex. And, honestly, if I wanted to see that, there's, like, 3 places in Tulsa I could go to and see that for free. I mean, even with having a Netflix subscription, like, I could see these people out in the wild.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the only difference and the only reason he got a Netflix special is because he's got tigers.
but you know,
this changed my mind.
No, but here was crazy. This thing was filmed like 3 or 4 years ago, man. This wasn't like some like, oh, hey, we just filmed it last week. This motherfucker was filmed like in 2016.
Years.
Like, yeah, it was like
spoiler alert, Taylor.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's like if you're in quarantine and you have not looked up Joe Exotic or at least watched one episode, you are anti-American. You are anti-American. You have COVID-20. It's like, yeah.
I'm moving to Canada.
I think you'd do really well there. I think you'd do really well in the Yukon.
Yeah. Is it Canada that has they like have the little mortar and pestle bowls that they make avocados and like guacamole and stuff with? That's Canada, right?
Poutine. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Actually, you know what? Poutine. I like poutine too. Yeah, I'm born in Canada.
Yeah.
I'll make my own damn guac. I've been watching Castlevania season 3. On Netflix. It was actually really pretty good. It was a short season. I had been watching Lock and Key. I stopped halfway through. I had to pump the brakes on that because it just was not nearly as good as the graphic novel series. I'll get back around to it. I mostly have stuff on deck that I've written out. I'm still having to work from home. And so honestly, I'm finding that I'm answering emails like too quickly. I need to give it like 15 minutes and, you know, get some other people's responses before I'm like, sure thing. I'm here at work. I can immediately answer because because other shit happens. So I need to get all the time. I'm not done yet. So I put one thing on my list of stuff to watch during this quarantine, which is Fringe, which I heard was pretty good. It was a
that's a season. They did 10 seasons of it, and I mean,
10?
Spoiler alert: Monica or no, Rachel and Ross get together at the end of it. I don't want to give away too much, but
I was very confused. I said Fringe. Oh, okay. There it is. I thought it was, I was like, man, the kid from Mighty Ducks was on that. That's going to be great. But I had heard good things about that. Westworld just started. They're on their third or fourth episode this Sunday. I kind of want them to get further along, and I'll do that. My latest and greatest that I watched, though, was fucking Star Trek Picard. And Todd, you and I will probably do a show with our homeboy Sean that also watched all yes. the old episodes back in the day. I think Taylor would like it too. He just didn't have like all the background bullshit to like enjoy the new season like we would.
It was great though. I don't think you even have to have seen a whole lot of Star Trek to like it.
Yeah. It helps. You get Easter eggs. And then the other ones again that I haven't watched yet, that I put on my list for this. I never finished X-Files. I've done a deep dive, but the other ones I put on my list were Sopranos and The Wire from HBO. Obviously, I hear shit about Rick and Morty all the time, so I slap that on there. Another one is Marvelous Miss Maisel on yes. Amazon Prime, because my dad just started watching it, and I kind of sat and I was like, oh, yeah. I tried to start season two, but it had been so long that I forgot what happened. So I kind of sat and watched what he was watching, and so I might turn around and hit up some Miss Maisel.
Yeah, that's great.
There is one more that just I think we're at five episodes. It is called Date, and it's on Hulu, but FX on Hulu, and it's basically the life of the rapper Little Dicky. But it has like one of the producers and or writers that like did Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm. So it's like, it's just kind of, it's basically It's Always Sunny with a Seinfeld-esque. It's like the main character, Dave, who is Little Dicky. It's this nonchalant like comedy all throughout. It's actually a pretty good series, but I've watched that too. I do feel like in this time that we're in, you kind of have to laugh a little bit. So I've been watching
yes.
a lot of comedies, and even like old
yes.
comedies. So yeah,
yeah. We've been binge watching Schitt's Creek, which I enjoy a lot.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys have seen that.
Yeah.
No. We watched some Cheers.
Ooh.
Some old episodes of Cheers.
Nice.
Cheers holds up pretty well, I have to say.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got.
It's 8 seconds. and Taylor, didn't we learn some more verses of that like back in the day? Doesn't it have like some weird lyrics after you get past
like,
the first verse?
Dark lyrics. It's like kind of like, well, The Simpsons also had their own lyrics, which is great.
It's like, yeah.
but
and they got the whole cast together.
Yes. Ooh. I can't carry him on my back anymore. Shut up, brain dead hick.
We're watching Ozark season 3 right now.
Watching, and yeah.
And it's pretty good.
I watched the first season. Second season, I didn't really get into it, but.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Tate, you've been watching Altered Carbon, right?
You're on
season 1.
Yeah, I've watched Altered Carbon. I've watched Dark. It was like I'm watching the shows like one episode at a time. Like I'm not binge watching any of those shows. It was like But I mean, I still love them at a time where you should be binge watching. I just can't commit. But
yeah.
But like, you give me a 20-minute show or a goddamn tiger, oh, I'll watch that shit quick.
I forgot to mention there's two other – there's Outsider on HBO, which is done with its first season. And then all three seasons of Legion, which is X-Men adjacent, is on Hulu. And then the other one that I heard that was on Hulu, it was FX on Hulu. I cannot remember the name of it, but Nick Offerman, good old Ron Swanson, is in it.
Yeah.
And it's a limited season. It's one and done. It's only 8 episodes. But I've heard it's good, too.
Yeah.
I've heard that too. I've heard that one's good. I've heard Outsider's good. So I've heard good things about all those shows. So we still got some stuff to watch.
Yeah.
We started watching Hunters on Amazon. Taylor, I think you like that.
What episode are you on?
4, I think.
Okay.
Episode 4 or 5.
So we binge watched. I finished the Hunters. I will say, at what point do you feel like it's just a Quentin Tarantino film?
From the beginning. I thought this is very much like Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah. And thank you.
But
yeah,
for the Shaft decade.
I love everything you're doing here. I love Peele's, you know, like, and the acting, I don't know, it's weird, but I love the storyline. I love everything. Todd, if you keep watching this, I feel like you will feel the ending is a huge fucking cop-out. No spoiler alerts, but it was like, talk to me when you get done, because I was like, as much as they put into all of this, I was like, but I knew there was some controversy about that series. They were like, the people were saying, hey, you can't do this. This is not a thing, you know, like, I stopped doing it. But I don't know. I love that. I love the Hunters. I loved it. Some great acting. Great acting. We will probably not see a second season, just FYI. So.
It's tough, yeah. It'll be tough to do.
Exactly.
Actually, and I have it on good authority that next on Taylor's docket is Gilmore Girls.
Joe is also, she's my wife, Joanna. She is in like season 5 right now. She's watched it several times. Twice, I think, since we've been together. I want you to just tell me I'm wrong here, but it seems like in every episode during a big emotional beat, the kind of the same music comes up in the background, like the female, like folky, what's her name? Phoebe Buffay kind of comes up in the background. It's like, la, 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 la.
I fucking love it. I want to buy the soundtrack. I can't find it.
It's like, what the hell is this? It's like, it's one step away from Smelly Cat. I'm telling you.
How many?
I know. Like, I really want to go over to Taylor's and be like, hey, Taylor, we're going to try this ditty that I came up with and just make him play guitar while I just, la, 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 la. And him be like, that's actually pretty good. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Let me, like, so it's a mom and a girl diddling a bunch of dudes. Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, it was basically the whole, like, the stepmom, stepsister craze before Pornhub took it over.
But like, they're still diddling? Is everyone diddling?
if it were, it's a diddle apocalypse, is what it is. There's diddling left and right. It's a diddly do D time. They're having a diddle D time.
Yeah. Which we actually took a tour of that set at Warner Brothers. So two things. Number one, all the scenes you see where people are bundled up, it's like 80 degrees Southern California. Thing number one. Thing number two, yeah, they diddled all over that set. That was one of the things they mentioned on the tour, was just like, this lot of fucking going on here. Everywhere you look. Ironically, some of that same set, Trabby, like this. Some of that same set for Stars Hollow is where they filmed the Max Schreck scenes for Batman Returns.
Oh, yeah. So, I thought I told you that.
No, I don't think you told me that. I think that we saw that on the tour, but you may have mentioned that, and I probably wasn't listening, but they said that on the tour.
No, I didn't know that at all. I just want to steal your thunder.
But, yeah, you can see the spot where, like, Max Schreck's throwing stuff out to the crowd, like gifts or whatever, in the second Batman. And then about, I don't know if I mentioned this, but like 150 yards away from that, You've got where you've got the scene where they film the T-Rex scene from Jurassic Park, not too far away from the Stars Hollow set. So, I can't do that. I don't have the wherewithal. I'm not used to being the weatherman, like interacting with the map. You know,
that guy on the over your shoulder. That's inappropriate. That's uncle.
Yeah, he's getting fed tigers as we speak.
You know that dude is hogging out, and that upsets me. God damn it, Carol Baskin, you bitch. Bitch.
That's the only reason he's alive is because he's got a Pringles can down there.
It's like a hot dog down a hallway.
Anyway, one thing we talk about is what do you guys watch? Like, I remember, like, I had movies that I watched whenever I was sick growing up. Like, I had go-to movies. Did you guys have anything like that you watch right now? It's like when you're cooped up.
Oh, yeah. So I mean, a lot of mine I've mentioned before, but I forgot to mention one other one. On Disney, they've got the Star Wars Clone Wars episodes coming out now. So I think I'm going to also hop on that train. And then they've got Frozen 2, which they released, and Onward, I think. And I just heard they're going to release Artemis Fowl, the one that they were going to release in theaters. And it's going to be direct to Disney. But the ones I'm watching now, honestly, I don't think I've watched any.
I mean, for me growing up, James Bond was a big – I would binge the James Bond movies.
Yeah. I'll be honest. If I were to binge anything right now, it was all the old SNL movies.
Like, oh, yeah.
Just name any SNL movie, I binge it. The only movie that I am wanting to rent or buy, you know, I know everyone's kind of in that pair right now. I still need to watch Jojo Rabbit.
Like, it's a great movie.
Yeah, that is the one movie that I may or may not buy tomorrow afternoon. I need to watch it. But like for me, any SNL movie, like even bad, Night of the Roxbury, I'll fucking watch it. But like,
yeah.
I'm also gonna Corky pick... Romano.
What? Corky Romano?
Corky Romano? Yeah.
But I mean, like, I'm so
Deuce Bigelow.
My iPad. Why I watch it? But you know, who cares? So
yeah, Wayne's World 2.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's on Hulu. Oh, it's on.
Is it really?
Oh yeah.
I did not know that. That's good to know.
But yeah. Dirt 2, Anchorman 2.
Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. Oh, hey guys.
Preferences?
Yeah.
Hey Todd.
How you doing?
I got 10 minutes.
Okay.
This better be brilliant. I'm sitting in an uncomfortable chair.
Okay, well, I figure we can wrap up. Anything you guys are wanting to watch?
Taylor, Ground Control to Major Tom.
So yeah, what you guys have coming up? That you're gonna watch any movies?
My final frontier is to watch maybe that Star Trek stuff. And
yeah,
to watch any movie, like I need to commit 2 hours to a movie. Right now, I'm watching the Great British Baking Show way too much. And like, I can find a fucking movie that I want to watch. I'm wasting a lot of my life with these goddamn Brits. Fucking Paul Hollywood, son of a bitch. It was wasting my life, but like, I need to watch more movies. That's my only goal for the rest of April.
That's a great goal. Yeah. I like that. The Gentleman, I think you'll like that if you haven't seen it.
Is that
what? Oh, yeah. I really want to see that.
Is that Guy Ritchie?
That was from Jax from Synth Anarchy?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Charlie Hunnam? And, get your shit right, man.
With his real accent.
Actually, Sons of Anarchy should be on my list too because I've never seen it. And I do love Married with Children and Katie Seagal.
Who doesn't?
He does have good titties.
So, Trav, you got Boda Box. Tay, you're drinking Sierra Nevada.
Oh, okay. Can I answer the question as well, Todd? Jesus. I think next on my list is I've got to maybe finish Lock and Key. And then Sabrina season 3, I still haven't watched. And the one that I've been hanging on forever is fucking Punisher season 2. That has been a goddamn slog. As soon as I get done with that, then I'm going to watch Jessica Jones season 3, which I also didn't hear anything super great about, but I really want to watch them before they're yanked from Netflix to go to maybe Disney or whatever they're doing with that. But yeah, to finish out the Netflix Marvel deal options before they, I don't know. I don't really see Punisher or Jessica Jones going to Disney Plus. Those might be Hulu shows maybe.
Yeah.
But I just want to watch them before they go into, you know, 6 month or a year hiatus of having to not be on a platform before they go to a platform. I don't know.
Get them while you can.
Mm-hmm. I'm also doing, I just started last night, a online, just kind of like a, not a cooking show, but like just photos of, you know, things I've cooked and just how I put on my classic spin on those. So last night I made a box of Kraft mac and cheese, trademark. I just added extra, you know, salt and pepper and cheese to it. And I heated up in the microwave 3 little hot dog weenies in a flux capacitor type situation so they could all be irradiated by the microwave evenly. Sliced them bitches up, put them in there. Also had an Oscar Mayer bologna sandwich, and it was a pretty nice little meal for a
the hell night. Are you talking about?
And I'm muting my mic. But if you want to follow along, just, you know, keep following Cinema Vino on Instagram, and maybe some of my my cooking photos might show up there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you can follow, listen to it.
Scissor and Wieners.
MovieReviews.us. You can see reviews coming out for all kinds of movies. But yeah, Tay's drinking an invisible beer.
I know. I'm okay with this. I like this situation, Todd. Yeah. I did see you have a lot of ebooks out. I mean, people are sad and lonely. They need mm-hmm. to watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, Amazon. You can find my movie reviews. Search for Todd Wofford. But yeah, Trav's enjoying dry rosé, Boda Box, 3 liters at a time.
Bottle of wine, so or box of wine, and c'est la vie.
Yeah. Why not? But yeah, I hope everybody's staying safe, feeling good, avoiding sickness. And yeah, thank you guys for joining us. We will see you guys real soon.
Avoid sickness, avoid syphilis. Just, you know, hey guys, be smart. I'm going to tell you a whole bunch of stuff that probably people on social media haven't told you at all. Stay safe, stay home. I was also going to sing Imagine by John Lennon. I didn't know if you guys wanted that. I hear celebrities have done that. I like to think I'm a celebrity as well. And then just like, I'm really sending thoughts and prayers out to people, which is really good, concrete help that mm-hmm. is substantial. So
just sending out good vibes.
Yep. Anyway, I'm a Instagram personality, and I have opinions about what you should do and how you conduct yourself. So you should definitely listen.
Trash an influencer. So, but yeah, thank you guys, and we will see you all real soon.